We're going to have a couple of Bible readings now. I'm going to read the first one, and then afterwards we're going to do something that we used to do during COVID times, when I'd read a bit and then the words would be in yellow and everyone else would read. Remember that? All right, it's probably worth saying as well, this is the first Christmas Day service we've been able to have since 2019, which is astonishing, really. And because of COVID, but we're going to have our first Bible reading. It's Jeremiah 23. The words are on the screen behind me. This is maybe not the most obvious Christmas reading, but it announces why it's so important the Lord Jesus came into the world. And the book of Jeremiah, maybe not even a book that we know that well together as a church family, but there God's people are going through a really rough time of it. And it turns out their leaders have been leading them astray, away from God. And Jeremiah in his prophecy says this: "Woe to the shepherds who are destroying and scattering the sheep of my pasture, declares the Lord. Therefore, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says to the shepherds who tend my people, because you have scattered my flock and driven them away, and have not bestowed care in them, I will bestow punishment on you for the evil you have done, declares the Lord. I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries where I have driven them, and will bring them back to their pasture, where they will be fruitful and increase in number. I will place shepherds over them who will tend them, and they will no longer be afraid or terrified, nor will any be missing, declares the Lord. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. This is the name by which he will be called, the Lord, a righteous Savior." Any guesses who that is? Amen. Our next reading, maybe a bit more familiar, John chapter 1. And there's bits in white, and I'll say them on my own. When we get to the bits in yellow, we all join in. Okay, we've not done it for a little while, but we're going to have a go. We'll see what happens, all right? John 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." I'm going to read you Matthew 1, chapter 18 to 25. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you're to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son. And he gave him the name?
Jesus.
Jesus.
So there are lots of people that I know really, really well
this morning in our church. But in case you don't, I'm going to put my full name up on the board. Okay? There it is. Douglas Ian Affleck. Bet you didn't know that. Eh? Middle name as well. Douglas Ian Affleck. Not many people call me Douglas. Even fewer call me Douglas Ian. Okay? But that's my full name. For a moment, I want you to think really, really carefully about your name. Okay? Just for a moment, think about your name. It's probably been carefully chosen. It might have a very great meaning. You might not like it. Few people. Let me tell you a little bit about my name, especially the Douglas part, okay? Now, that is a Scottish name, and it's from a language that a few people in Scotland still speak it called Gaelic. And the Doug part means dark, and the last part means water, okay? So literally, my name means dirty water, okay? Now, I don't think my parents called me Douglas because, like, they were being cruel, okay? Not because they thought, oh, we'll call this baby Dirty Water. I think they just liked the name. I had to give someone a name recently. Well, Tricia and I did, little Katie. And I don't know if you know this, but Katie means something like pure. That's what it means. That's pretty cool. And in the Bible, names have some pretty important meanings. I'll take that off for a moment. Let me tell you about some names in the Bible that are important. There was a young boy in the Bible. He was called Isaac. Now, Isaac's parents were really, really old and didn't think that they were going to be able to have children. And when God said to them, "You're going to have a little baby," do you know what they did? They laughed. And so Isaac means something like, he laughs. Yeah. There's other names in the Bible. You might have heard of David. Do we have any Davids here? No? Anyone know what David means? No? Okay. It means beloved. Okay. That's pretty cool. Who else? Oh, wow. Here's a brilliant one. There's someone in the Bible called Maher Shalal Hashbaz. Okay. That's a pretty mental name, isn't it? But that was his name. One of Isaiah the prophet's sons. God said to him, "Give your son the name Maher Shalal Hashbaz." Would you like that name, Jamie? Yeah. Well, I tell you, it's got an even funnier meaning. It means this: quick, grab the money. That's what it means. Imagine that was your name. Okay, now, think of your own name again, just for a moment. I'm sure your parents had a good reason why they called you what they called you. You might be called after someone. Anyone called after a family member? Few people. Anyone called after maybe a good friend? No. My parents didn't have friends. Okay. Anyone called after someone famous? And Esther is, yeah. Why is Esther famous? From the Bible? Queen Esther in the Bible. Yeah, brilliant. Now, where's my name again? Okay. It doesn't matter. You know my name. Very few people call me Douglas. Okay? Most people call me... Yeah, which is a bit of a nickname. And some people have nicknames throughout my life. I've had other nicknames. Do you know some people have been quite rude? They've called me Baldy. Okay? Others have called me Specky at times. You know, that's pretty cruel, isn't it? There's something else that's really important, though, about your name. When your name is mentioned to people that know you, it will have a reaction in their head. I hope that for most of us, when our name is mentioned, it makes people smile. But when someone hears your name, there will be a reaction. Now, why all this talk of names? Well, in Matthew 1 that I read a little while ago, we're told about the name of God's Son. It was a name chosen for him, not by his mother Mary or her husband Joseph, but by God. And it was told to Joseph by one of God's messengers, an angel. And here's what I read. Do you think we can say this together? All of it on three. One, two, three. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. The name that the baby was called was?
Jesus.
Jesus. Now, Jesus is not a very common name now, but it was back then. The Hebrew name for Jesus that we get is actually Joshua. Jesus and Joshua. It's the same name, just in a different language. It was carefully chosen, and it means the Lord saves. The Lord saves. Other names were given to Jesus. Lots of different names were given to him, a bit like nicknames we had. There's Emmanuel. Anyone know what Emmanuel means?
God with us.
Well done, Emmanuel. Top marks. Jesus was given other names, ability names. There's good teacher. Some people called him that. Some people called him master. He was called the friend of sinners. He was called the light of the world, the son of man, the good shepherd, the bread of life. All brilliant names for Jesus. But the name he's best known to our world is Jesus, the Lord saved. And his name tells us exactly why he came into the world. And the name describes why God Almighty became a human being. And it's a message from God to all of us today. Now, I have this. Okay? What is it, Nathan? It's your boat. Well done, Nathan. There's a TV show that I really, really, really like. It's called Saving Lives at Sea. Anyone watch that? Anyone think I'm an old man now? Yeah, probably a few people. Saving Lives at Sea. It's about the RNLI, isn't it? It's about the lifeboat rescues. I love it. And when I go on holiday and there's a lifeboat station there, I make sure that I take everyone and we have a really good time. I love the lifeboats. I think they do a brilliant job. And on this TV show, this is Nathan's toy lifeboat. We bought it in a lifeboat station. But on the TV show that I watched, someone went out in a little boat and they didn't realize how fast the tide was going out to sea. And they started to shout to try and get help, but no one heard them. Now, thankfully, there was someone near the beach with a pair of binoculars, could see that the person was in trouble. They phoned for the RNLI and they're not lifeguards. What are they? The Coast Guard? Whatever those dudes that go out in the lifeboats are. They got in their boat. They went down the fancy ramp. I've never seen that. I would love to see that. But they went down the ramp into the water and they saved the person who was in the boat. It was brilliant. And the Lord Jesus, we're being told through his name, is a rescuer who has come to help us from danger. Look again what it says. You are to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. Now hang on a moment. I know we don't often like that word, sins. Often we don't think sin is very important. We may think it's bad, but not that bad. It's not anything to get too worried about. And it certainly won't be anything that puts you in danger. But that's not what the Bible says. We will never understand why the Lord Jesus came into the world, why he left heaven, why he was sent on a rescue mission, until we understand how dangerous our sins really are. Now you might be thinking, what even are sins? Well, one way of thinking about them is when we choose to live not how God has told us to. When we choose to live not God's way, but our way. So here's one sin the Bible tells us about: pride. God wants us to think really, really well of other people and to be generous and loving towards them. But pride says, I'm most important. I'm number one. Not others. I should get what's best for me. The Bible says that's sin. Here's another one. Anger. Has there been any anger in your house this morning already? Maybe people not sharing toys. People getting up early. People, hey, the Bible doesn't want us, God doesn't want us to be getting angry with each other. We're not to get cross and hit our brother or sister. God wants us to love them. Here's another one that's bad on Christmas Day. Mine. That is mine. And you can't have it. God says we should think of other people. Here's another one. Lie. Me and my brother were really, really good at this one. Okay? And when we were getting into trouble, do you know what we'd say? We'd tell a lie. We'd say, it wasn't me, it was him. And God says that is a lie. And he hates it. It's sin. And maybe you've been cheeky to your parents already this morning. And God says, no, love and honor and respect your parents. Now, there's lots more. The sad thing is, I and everyone else are guilty of lots of these sins. They break our friendships with people. They break our relationships even with family. Remember I said my name was Douglas? Well, there's another name that the Bible would give me because of my sin. God says that I'm a sinner. That I don't deserve his good things. For rejecting God, for going my own way, I deserve nothing but his punishment in hell. And I can't save myself. I am a sinner. I need someone to come and save me. What's the name again?
Jesus.
And what does his name mean? The Lord saves. Yeah. I'm a sinner that needs to be saved. And Jesus' name means the Lord saves. And that's exactly why the Lord Jesus came into our world. He came to save people from their sins. Later in Matthew's gospel, we're told that he died on a cross. That's how he saves and rescues us. Even though he'd done nothing wrong, he didn't come to save himself. He came to save us. Now, Jesus never had to wear the word sinner around his neck. He'd done nothing to deserve that label. But the Bible says that at the cross, that's exactly what he did. He took the punishment for all the sins. It was as if he put a big sinner label around his neck so that as I trust in him, I get to wear another name. Forgiven. Forgiven. Saved. He died instead of us. And I know that we, and anyone who puts their trust in him is forgiven, because 3 days after he died, he rose again from the dead. And for the last 2,000 years, men and women have relied upon the name Jesus to save them from their sins. Millions of people have waved their arms like those people in the boat that needed to be rescued and shouted, Jesus, save me. And he has again and again. Let me finish. I started by telling you about my name. God knows our name this morning. He knows everything about us. It's God who says we're people in great danger and need to be saved. He doesn't give us that nickname to destroy us. No, he wants to rescue us. He wants to save us. Jesus will save all who shout on him from their sins. Christians are not good people who do good things. That's not the message of the Bible or Christmas. Christians are sinners who say, Lord Jesus, I need you to save me. And he has. Do you know when we call on the name of Jesus to rescue us, there's lots of other names that we can use as well. The Bible says, forgiven, saved, citizen of heaven, Christian, child of God, a new creation. All those names are true because Jesus saves us. Shall we bow our heads and pray? Our Father in heaven, thank you so much for Jesus. Thank you that he saves his people from their sins. Thank you that he loves and cares for us so much that he came as a human being just like us. He sympathizes with all our weaknesses. Is tempted just like us, but did not sin. Thank you that as we trust in him, we are totally forgiven. We are given new life, a new way to live. And we are given joy and peace. Thank you for those gifts at Christmas. In Jesus' name, amen.